This is Jordan Seculo. Today on Jay Seculo Live, new text messages between Peter Strzok and Lisa Page reveal that President Obama wanted to know everything about their investigations.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Seculo Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, your host, Jordan Seculo.
So thanks to Chairman Ron Johnson and the Senate's Homeland Security Committee, we have an interim report on their investigation between how the FBI handled the Clinton investigation. And we know from this investigation by that Senate committee, a number of text messages have come out between two agents, well-known now, Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. Peter Strzok, who was the number two at counterintelligence for the FBI, took the lead on both the Clinton email investigation for the FBI and the Russia investigation for the FBI. It was ultimately both of them. Lisa Page was an attorney, we believe, in Andrew McCabe's office at the time. Both of them ended up on special counsel Mueller's team and then were dismissed sometime over the summer, this past summer, because of, again, I believe these text messages revealing not only how they felt about President Trump and the very negative comments they make about President Trump, but also about how they talk about the investigations themselves. Remember, Strzok had said in the earlier text messages, there's no there when it comes to Trump. He would know, by the way, because he was leading the Russia investigation. But maybe I'll join because I need to make things right, because of how the Clinton investigation kind of got botched, in their words, you know, kind of ended up probably hurting Hillary Clinton politically because of the way they closed it and then reopened it. Well, now we've got new text messages. In fact, if you're watching on Facebook and Periscope, hundreds of pages. I don't know exactly how many pages. This is 500? 500 pages I'm holding in my hand. Yeah, it's a lot. This is not all of their text messages, by the way, just the newly released text messages in the interim report. We have this interesting line of messages, and then I want to get your thoughts on this. These are from September of 2016. So this is after Jim Comey initially closed the email investigation into Hillary Clinton and before he reopened it. Okay, so it's that time period after he closed it and before he reopened it. So this is Peter Strzok to Lisa Page. Check out my 9:30 meeting on September 7th. And then she writes back, I can tell you why you're having that meeting. It's not what you think. He writes back, Strzok, talking points for D, that's Director Comey. And then she writes back, yes, because POTUS wants to know everything we are doing. That POTUS would be President Obama. And then he writes back, I'm sure an honest answer will come out of that meeting, dot, dot, dot. Now, again, you could go a lot of directions with this. One, it is, again, in between the time period when Comey initially closed the Clinton investigation, and then he ultimately ends up reopening it because they found those missing emails. Now we know that they knew about the missing emails a month before they reopened the investigation and closed it 2 days before the election. A horrendous move, regardless of what side of the aisle you are on, because, again, I think way too involved in the political process in America. But we have a president who said that he did not want to talk about, did not talk to the attorney general about pending investigations. This is a quote, President Obama on Fox News, April 10th, 2016. I do not talk to the attorney general about pending investigations. I do not talk to FBI directors about pending investigations. We have a strict line. I guarantee it that there is no political influence in any investigation conducted by the Department of Justice or the FBI. Not just in this case, talking about the Clinton case, but in any case, full stop, period. And yet in these text messages, quote, POTUS wants to know everything we are doing. Sounds a lot different than what the president told Fox News. Taking your calls on this, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. This is the scandal where it appears to be a lot of there. And is it getting enough attention? 1-800-684-3110.
That's right. Like you said, 1-800-684-3110. Or join us right now online, Facebook, Periscope, Twitter, at Jordan Seculo, and on ACLJ and Jay Seculo's page. You can find us broadcasting live right now. We'll be right back.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Defending human life. Standing up for our good friend Israel. Working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington. Battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world. And a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ. Become a member and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
We have new text messages between Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. Peter Strzok, who was the number two counterintelligence at FBI. Lisa Page, who was an FBI attorney, we believe in the deputy director, Andrew McCabe's office. They were, Strzok oversaw for the FBI the Clinton email investigation. He was there to interview Hillary Clinton. He was there to interview, also oversaw the Russia investigation for the FBI. He was there to interview Mike Flynn. So this is very important people. These are not, again, mid-level folks. These are top folks at the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And their text messages have shed a lot of light, not only on their political biases, what they thought about President Trump even before he was elected, or what they thought about the investigation into Hillary Clinton. But now we're starting to get some substance about the work that they were doing in the middle of the Clinton investigation. So you remember, let me walk you through the timeline. April 10th, 2016, President Obama tells Fox News, quote, I do not talk to the Attorney General about pending investigations. I do not talk to FBI directors about pending investigations. We have a strict line. July 1st, 2016, you have Attorney General Lynch announced that she would accept the FBI's recommendation on whether to bring charges in the Clinton email investigation. That's after the Clinton-Lynch tarmac meeting. So that was her pushback as well. I'll just defer to whatever the FBI decides to do. We now have text messages between Strzok and Page on that this looks horrible. It appears to be choreographed. Did the DOJ tell us yesterday they were going to do this so that Director Comey added that language? We have text on that. We then know that on July 2nd, Peter Strzok interviews Hillary Clinton. And 3 days later, FBI Director Jim Comey announced he would not recommend, you all remember that, criminal charges in the Clinton email investigation. Then on August 15th, we have learned about the insurance policy in Andy's office. Remember those text messages in Andy's office. That was August 15th. September 2nd, Strzok and Page are preparing talking points for then FBI Director James Comey to inform President Obama about the Clinton email investigation. Now, this is after it was closed and before it was reopened. The actual text is, I can tell you why you're having that meeting, Lisa Page writes to Peter Strzok. It's not what you think. Talking points for Director Comey, Peter Strzok writes. Page writes back, yes, because POTUS wants to know everything we are doing. September 28th, Deputy Director McCabe finds out and tells Strzok about the missing emails that are on Anthony Weiner's computer. Then a month later, Jim Comey reopens the Clinton email investigation. The White House says they're surprised by that. Ultimately, he closes the investigation on November 6th. But we have a White House October 31st saying they promised to avoid even the appearance of political interference. And yet we have these text messages that said POTUS wants to know everything we are doing. Logan, let's go right to the phones, take comments. And then we'll get Than in the conversation as
Let's start with Mike in Oregon on line two. Mike, welcome.
Hi, I just have a simple comment question. So everything keeps coming out about Hillary and Obama involved in the investigation and everything going on with Trump. Is anything going to come of this?
Well, I think, yeah, I mean, let me go to Than Bennett, because Than, I mean, listen, I'm holding in my hands. I know for our radio audience, this is not so helpful, but for our Facebook and Periscope audience here for radio, I mean, you can hear it is like a couple of Bibles, weight-wise, holding in my hands here. Just the interim report, which includes some of the text messages that have been reviewed by the Senate's Homeland Security Committee. So, Than, walk us through. This is Chairman Johnson's interim report on the investigation into the FBI's handling of the Hillary Clinton email matter.
Yeah, it's his interim report, Jordan. I'm holding it in my hand, which indicates that there will be a final report at some time. And right. You see in here a compilation of information that he's gathered from many sources. Some of it came from the inspector general. Some of it came directly from the department as a result of demanding that. Some of it came from witness interviews. So there will be a final report. But, Jordan, I think it's going to be important for people to look at reports like these and others that draw from the actual facts, because I don't think you will see a concise compilation of those facts on the mainstream media. I mean, I look at these facts, Jordan, and I would just say this. I think it was already abundantly clear that the seventh floor at the FBI, so the leadership, and you can go through all of the names involved, there are a litany of them, they were politically biased and they took action on those biases, Jordan. But what this report points out is that it was very likely the politicals were aware of it as well. And when I say politicals, I literally mean President Obama. That, of course, takes it to an entirely new level. But I think if you look at the facts on its face, it is abundantly clear that the bias on the seventh floor of the FBI dictated their operations in this case.
Now, what we also know, and what I think could be clarified here, and it could make it more interesting, is that the FBI also began investigating the Russia matter around this time period. I don't know the exact date. I don't know if we even know the exact date, but it was around this time period. Could it be that the president wanted to be informed by Director Comey because, quote, POTUS wants to know everything we are doing? Strzok was leading that investigation as well. Could it be that the president wanted to know everything about the investigation into Russia and whether there was some collusion with the Trump campaign? That would be interesting as well. And that's why I think Than's talking about this context that we need to build as we're putting all of these parts together. The media, the mainstream media, doesn't want to do this for you. So we have to kind of take it as is. And we're taking today what we've got. We're just starting to review it and bringing this to your attention. Take your phone calls and getting your comments on it.
That's right. And we do have, again, well, phone lines are not open. They're jammed. 1-800-684-3110. But some will open up. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's go to Pat in New Jersey on line five.
Hey, Pat.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
We're good.
I have a question. I grew up and I was taught about checks and balances. And the amount of evidence that is compiled for all of the DOJ people involved and the FBI people involved, Hillary Clinton, the president, everybody involved, if they're still in their jobs and at their posts, who's going to arrest them? Because they're the highest. So who's checking and balancing them?
Well, listen, there's a big question again about that when it comes to our law enforcement community. I heard, I think it was Joe Biden and doing an interview with CNN. You know, he's thinking about running for president. He said, you know, the way that we're doing this, the FBI, it's exactly what the Russians want. You know, we're pointing out these bad apples and wrongdoing. This idea that we can never, Than, expose like wrongdoing within our government, because it may look bad to the Russians or something. Like for instance, what are we so worried about with the Russians anyways? We're the superpower in the world. And if we have problems, we need to correct it. We don't need to hide it from the American people because of how it may make America look. I mean, to me, that's a very dangerous statement that, that Joe Biden is making. And it's why there's so much pushback in Washington, D.C. They agree with that point to getting this information out to the American people.
And in fact, Jordan, I would argue that it's more important to hold them accountable than just about anyone, because we endow them with awesome powers, powers to investigate and surveil and ultimately recommend evidence that will then be used by the DOJ to prosecute. So I think they should be held to a higher standard. One thing I would point out, though, I think the sunlight is working. I mean, you've seen the firing of James Comey. You've seen the departures of James Baker and Jim Rubicki and Andrew McCabe. Now, I do think that there are a number of others that still have their job inside the agency. Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, certainly among them. We're talking about their text messages today that need to go. But to the point that you're making, Jordan, if you want to have an FBI and a Department of Justice with the ability to do real investigation and intercept terrorism and all the rest, you have to give them powers. But if you want those powers to be used for the right purposes, when they're abused, the legislative branch and the Department of Justice then have to root those bad actors out. Otherwise, those powers will ultimately go away because the people will rightfully pull them back.
Yep. So, folks, again, we want to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. We now know that Peter Strzok was being instructed by Lisa Page, who was in Deputy Director McCabe's office, the FBI, to prepare talking points for Director Comey so that Director Comey could brief the president, President Obama, because, quote, POTUS wants to know everything we are doing. Now, the belief is that this is about the Clinton investigation because of how it fits the timeline. And that's likely the case, but it also could be about the Russia investigation. And it says everything we are doing. So it could be about both. Because remember, this is in that time period between Jim Comey ending the Clinton investigation publicly and then Jim Comey reopening it much later. So again, he ends the investigation and then reopens it on October 28th and closes it 2 days before the election. So he ends it. When does he actually end? This is in July 5th, and then October 28th, he reopens it, doesn't close it until 2 days before the election. In that time period is when the president wants to know everything. And again, I think this just sheds a lot more light on who we're dealing with. And this is not deep state. This is top government officials at the time, some still in their positions or still in the departments. We're taking your phone calls on it. We want your comments on Facebook and Periscope as well. I know, Logan, the phone lines are full, but people can get involved online.
That's right. You can join us right now at Facebook.com/JSeculo and on Twitter and Periscope at Jordan Seculo. That's Jordan Seculo on Twitter and Periscope today. And again, you can find us online, ACLJ.org, where you can support the work of the ACLJ. We'll be right back.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of the many ACLJ members who stand with us, we've seen great success over the years as we engage in legal, legislative, and cultural issues that matter most to you and your families. The ACLJ is on the front lines when it comes to protecting your freedoms, defending Christians and their faith in this country and abroad, standing up for human life, battling big abortion, and working to cut off taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture, and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up, at aclj.org.
I gotta say, maybe I'm gonna stand a bit on this. Dan, did you expect that the President of the United States would be implicated in these Strzok, Page text messages between these two individuals of the FBI, very high ranking, who were having an affair? So you got to cut through those messages as well. But then all of a sudden, the President of the United States is implicated, and it's directly contradicts what he says publicly to the news about never getting involved in investigations. I seem to remember Jim Comey saying, Than, that he only met with President Obama twice. And so the president said he was never involved, didn't get involved, didn't ask about it to the Attorney General or the FBI directors. And yet now he's implicated directly in writing by these two at the FBI.
Well, and interestingly, Jordan, Director Comey said that when he did meet with President Obama on brief occasion, he did not make a memorandum of them, which seems to fly in the face of what he testified later he did with a different president. But that aside, I will tell you, I am surprised it reaches this level. I did think that what President Obama said about not talking directly with the Attorney General was probably a line that he was smart enough to hold. And yet now it looks like that was not the case based on these new text messages. I will say this, though, Jordan. It sounds an awful lot like what Attorney General Lynch said when she said, I will accept the recommendation sight unseen, no matter what it is. And then through these tame text messages, we understand that she knew in advance that no charges would have been brought. So to me, it looks like a culture where the highest levels of the Obama administration, including the president and the attorney general, were saying one thing in public, getting information behind the scenes on another. And Jordan, the two never aligned with each other.
No, I mean, listen, here's President Obama. It's clear as day to Fox News. This is back in 2016, in April of 2016. Take a listen.
I do not talk to the Attorney General about pending investigations. I do not talk to FBI directors about pending investigations. We have a strict line.
Really? Well, Peter Strzok, who was leading the Clinton email investigation for the FBI, he was the lead counterintelligence agent on that, writes to Lisa Page September 2nd of 2016, so a few months after President Obama gave that interview, check out my 9:30 meeting on the 7th. And she writes back, I can tell you why you're having that meeting. It's not what you think. He writes back, talking points for Director Comey? Yes, Lisa Page writes. She's in McCabe's office. Because POTUS wants to know everything we are doing. And then he writes back, I'm sure an honest answer will come out of that meeting, ... I mean, even that sentence right there sounds nefarious. Like, are they going to lie to the President of the United States? Are they going to tell the president, you know, what he wants to hear and not the actual truth? I mean, what is that all about? I think, Than, that is why, again, this is the interim report. It's not the final report of the Senate Homeland Intelligence Committee.
Yeah, that's right. There will be a final report. And I'll just say this, Jordan. I think what will happen is eventually someone will make up an excuse for what the topic of that conversation would be, and then they will try to justify it. And I want to say this in advance of that happening. It really doesn't matter what they were talking to the president about, because any of those conversations about this would have been inappropriate. The president actually had it right when he said, I do not talk to the attorney general about these investigations. I let them proceed on their own. Any update that they gave on any of these matters, Jordan, it's inappropriate.
Yeah, I mean, so and this is just to shed light on these individuals, though, and their contempt for Republicans. So they kind of, you know, whatever they felt about President Obama and whatever they felt about Hillary Clinton, they really did not like President Trump. I mean, they never used that nasty language about them at all. So they write about, this is after the election, Lisa Page writes to Peter Strzok, I bought all the president's men, figure I need to brush up on Watergate. Now, she writes that to the guy who is investigating whether or not there is collusion between Trump and Russia. And he ultimately says in text, there is no there. Okay, this is the top FBI guy. But maybe I'll join that special counsel's team, which he ultimately did anyways, because they need to correct the wrongs of what happened with the Clinton investigation. And what they mean there is that because they had to reopen that so close to the election that they believe, and they're probably right, that it had an impact on the election. I don't know if it was the only impact. I'm not sure Hillary Clinton could have won that based on how she was campaigning and based on how the president himself, how he was campaigning so successfully. But definitely could have had an impact. And yet they write, you know, let's prepare for Watergate. It's like they had a crystal ball. But remember, they were the ones creating the scandal. They are creating the idea of the, quote, insurance policy. So, again, whether they're talking about, and then Page writes, the next day, being here at the FBI makes me angry. This is after President Trump wins, but before he's inaugurated. Lots of highfalutin national security talk. Meanwhile, we have, in all caps, our task ahead of us. What is our task ahead of us that's not national security? I mean, is it what we all believe, which is to undermine the president of the United States and his incoming administration? I mean, I think that's almost, you could say, absolutely yes. And this information is still coming to light. Let's take calls and comments on this. We do have a couple lines open now, 1-800-684-3110. On Facebook, share this with your friends and family because the amount of info that is coming out here is shocking.
Yeah, here's a good comment from Ray on Facebook. Said, how much more evidence does the DOJ need? I think we already are seeing how these dots are connected.
Well, they've got their own evidence-gathering capabilities. But I do think, Than, there's probably resistance within the DOJ to do anything about this because we know that there's still DOJ officials who are all part of this as well. I mean, remember, the DOJ oversees the FBI. So I think even if you're Jeff Sessions, finding the right people to actually get the information, you'll get the report from the FBI, the investigation, to then bring charges is not so easy right now.
I think that's right, Jordan. I think there probably is sufficient evidence for people like Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page. But again, you're probably going to have turnover at both the FBI and the DOJ, especially at the upper echelons, to be able to do that successfully. So it's going to be stages. But again, I'm going to say this. The departures from the FBI are actually a sign that that might be growing in possibility. And yet, great, the DOJ is actually the one that has to bring the prosecutions. But the people who are being exposed are leaving their positions, and it will be bring fresh faces in. Jordan, it will be a long process, but I agree that accountability needs to happen, but it's going to take a new team to do it at both the FBI and the DOJ.
All right, folks, we'll continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. We've got a second half hour of the broadcast coming up. And I think we'll reset the stage for everybody. This is a lot of information. We'll go back through the timeline so you can put this all together mentally. We'll look at what happened before the election on the Clinton matter, what happened after. The big takeaway in this first half hour is that the president of the United States was asking the FBI to brief him on, quote, everything they were doing in regards to what we believe is the Clinton investigation. But it was also at the same time that there was a Russia investigation ongoing as well. So this is a president who on the record said he does not ask the FBI directors. He does not ask the attorney general about ongoing investigations. And then we have these text messages between the people actually putting together the talking points for the FBI director, Jim Comey, to brief the president on investigations. All right, folks. Should be shocking that now the president of the United States, President Obama, is implicated in the Page Strzok text messages. We've got a second half hour coming up. Logan, tell people how to get
engaged. That's right. If you don't get it on your local station, you can still find us broadcasting live online. That's at ACLJ.org. You can get your comments in and watch us on social media. You can also share it with your friends. That's on Facebook.com/JSeculo. Twitter today at Jordan Seculo. Again, that's at Jordan Seculo on Twitter and on Periscope. And again, ACLJ.org. We got another half hour coming up. You can join us later on, archived on the ACLJ app and the JSeculo podcast, available in iTunes. We'll be right back with more.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Become a member and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. Thank you for joining us for our second half hour. Logan's joining us. Dan Bennett, our Director of Government Affairs, is with us as well. We are taking phone calls. The lines are pretty full right now. There's, I think, one open if you call it at 1-800-684-3110. The Senate Homeland Security Committee, chaired by Senator Ron Johnson, has released their interim report on the investigation into how the FBI handled the Clinton email and server investigation. And this is only the interim report. This is what has uncovered those text messages between FBI's number two in counterintelligence, Peter Strzok, and Lisa Page, an attorney for the FBI, who ultimately were on Mueller's team for a period of time until they were dismissed. They were also having an affair, but it uncovered their text messages about, you know, the idea of that we're going to have an insurance policy that we talked about in, quote, Andy's office. That would be Andy McCabe, the number two at the FBI, who is now on leave for his final months that were left that he wanted to serve to get his pension. But we've now found out, and I want to put it together in the timeline for people so they understand. In April of 2016, President Obama guaranteed to Fox News that he does, quote, I do not talk to the Attorney General about pending investigations. I do not talk to the FBI directors about pending investigations. We have a strict line. On July 1st, knowing no charges would be brought, because we knew that from the Strzok Page text messages, that Attorney General Lynch knew that already, that she announces after the Clinton-Lynch tarmac meeting that she would accept the FBI's recommendation on whether to bring charges in the Clinton email investigation and would not get involved if they decided to do so. But as Peter Strzok and Lisa Page told us, she already knows that there would be no charges there. So Strzok then interviews the FBI interviews Hillary Clinton with Peter Strzok on July 2nd. On July 5th, Jim Comey announces that he would not recommend criminal charges in Clinton email investigations. So that was, again, pretty shocking to a lot of conservatives. And then there is a meeting on August 15th about the, quote, insurance policy if Donald Trump gets elected in Andy's office. That came out of these text messages. And now we've got new text messages that implicate the president of the United States at the time, President Obama. And that is between Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. Here they are, if you're just joining us, on September 2nd, 2016. Check out my 9:30 meeting on the 7th, says Strzok to Page. I can tell you why you're having that meeting, Page writes back. It's not what you think. Strzok writes, is it talking points for the director, that Director Comey? She writes back, yes, because POTUS wants to know everything we are doing. He writes back, I'm sure an honest answer will come out of that meeting, dot, dot, dot. Okay, so what happens after that? Well, so now we know that the president wanted to be informed about the Clinton investigation. We also know that Strzok was leading the Russia investigation as well. So was it everything was encompassing both Clinton and Russia? Then it goes on, because in September of 28th, Andrew McCabe, we now knew about, because of these text messages, those emails on Anthony Weiner's computer from Huma Abedin. But it was a month later, October 28th, that the FBI director at the time, Jim Comey, reopens the investigation into Hillary Clinton because of those emails. Then he doesn't close it until 2 days before the general election, July 6th. That is when Lisa Page writes, you know, how angry she is, and that we, quote, have, in all caps, our task ahead of us. It's when we started getting the secret society text coming, and when she writes that I bought all the president's men because I figure I needed to brush up on Watergate. So, again, the idea here, I'm just trying to put it all in context for you. The president of the United States, President Obama, former president, is now implicated in the Strzok Page text messages requesting information and briefings that he told Fox News he never asked for and never got involved in. Investigations by the FBI. Never asked the director, never asked the attorney general. That's not what these text messages say. They tell a very different story. We'll take your calls, your comments, and your questions when we come back on Jay Sekulow Live.
Yep, we'll be right back with more information. If you're watching online, we have a special video coming up for you in the breaks. We never go to breaks online. So if you're watching, we either continue the commentary or create exclusive videos just for you guys. Each and every day, our video team puts together these pieces, so you'll take a look at one of those right here. We'll be right back.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. at the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Defending human life. Standing up for our good friend Israel. Working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington. Battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world. And a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ. Become a member and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal, complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
You know, I think in light of all this, what we just online, we have our discussions that keep going. If you're watching on Facebook and Periscope, and sometimes we play special video reports, and sometimes we just keep the conversation going. We answer people's questions right through that. And what did Robert write?
Because he think just says, "How on earth will we ever have faith in the FBI again?"
So this is a big question, Than, because one, as President Trump has made clear as well, that the folks who are on the front line for the FBI, the agents out in the field. Field offices, running the state offices, and actually out there putting themselves in the line of fire, doing the tough work. For the most part, I mean, there may be some bad apples in there as well, but for the most part, they're not involved in these kind of political intrigue and political involvement. It's the Washington, D.C. swamp. It's the headquarters people. It's when they make it to the point of being at the headquarters, they have the ultimate power. It's those individuals where we need the reform, and that's how we restore the larger trust. I mean, I think that, again, we have to make it clear that the average FBI agent is a good, honest person who's worked hard to get to that position. These are the Washington policymakers, power brokers, careerists of D.C. that have got to be we've got to just see a change in leadership, and Than, that is happening as we speak.
Yeah, Jordan, you're specifically talking about the seventh floor of the FBI here in Washington, D.C., just down the street from where I'm sitting. You're talking about the leadership, the people that didn't become field agents. They became career politicians, essentially is what they are, unelected yeah. politicians. They serve in a bureaucracy here, and they oversee the operations of the FBI. And, Jordan, we have said this so many times on this broadcast, and to their credit, so have many of the leaders of these congressional investigations, that the goal here is anything but to tear down these institutions. We need them, but we need them to be credible. And when they engage in these kind of abuses, and then when they engage and take action with this kind of political bias, they do not have credibility. So the objective here is to restore that credibility. But, Jordan, that will never, ever happen unless the leadership inside the FBI changes, and we are starting to see that.
Yeah, I mean, when Lisa Page writes in one of these text messages, "Being here makes me angry. Lots of highfalutin national security talk. Meanwhile, we have, in all caps, our task ahead of us." See, I want the FBI focused on all that national security. And see, at the headquarters, it's the policy making. It is the talk. They are the policymakers, Than. So it makes sense that they would be engaged in that highfalutin national security talk. But it's driving her crazy because this is after the election. Donald Trump is going to be president of the United States. So she's got to be focused on some other task. Not the task of keeping America safe, but on some political task to undermine what we believe the incoming president of the United States.
That highfalutin national security talk is what we need them engaged in. It's why they exist, Jordan. It's why we endow them with sacred powers like the ability to surveil. So that is where their focus really should be. And you referenced earlier, Jordan, you said it's almost like they have a crystal ball what's going to happen. And I think that was a good term, because I think when you you know that Peter Strzok thought there was no there, but yet they kept using phrases like our task or an insurance plan. I think they did predetermine where they were going with the investigation. And Jordan, contrast that with when Peter Strzok was tasked to go in and interview Hillary Clinton. He texted with Lisa Page that he wanted to be careful to not go in loaded for bear because she might be the next president of the United States. Those are two diametrically opposed and different perspectives on those investigations for one reason, a political perspective.
All right, let's go right to the phones. Yeah. We got a lot of people been holding on, and
we appreciate it. Let's go first to Cindy in Aurora, Colorado, online six.
And Cindy, you've been holding on a long time. So before you have your question or comment, when you're finished, don't hang up. We're gonna get you one of our signed books to you for hanging on the line. We appreciate that. You're on the air now.
Oh, thank you. Hi, I'm building upon your last caller. I think his name was Pat. He mentioned checks and balances.
Yeah.
Our constitutional framers, they gave us three branches of government because we needed checks and balances. Clearly, we have an executive branch that involves the DOJ and the FBI. There's obvious bias. There's corruption. There's recusals.
Yeah.
You know, their hands are tied. They're not going to do anything right. And then you've got the legislative branch that's also corrupt and biased. Why can't we pull in the Supreme Court? Can the Supreme Court do something to help untangle this mess?
So it'd only be if there's a constitutional question of law. They're not going to get into an issue unless someone brings it to them. So you've got to there'd have to be a case at issue. And let me just say this. There's a problem with the executive branch, not because of who the executive is, but because of what the response to the executive was when he took a step to start getting rid of these bad actors at these departments. So what happened to Donald Trump when he fired Jim Comey? He's got a special counsel now. Okay? So how do you keep draining the swamp when Washington does everything possible to stop you? Now you've got Senator Johnson, so it's not all the senators and congressmen who are corrupt, I'd say, Cindy, that you've got, you know, Senator Johnson. They've got their oversight duties, Than, in Congress. They can get us information. But I want to go back. I want you to all, because I think this is a dire moment. Our president was ready and is ready and willing to get rid of these bad actors. But look at the reaction in Washington by both Republicans and Democrats, okay? Because it's a lot of Republicans out there who love still talking about, oh, we got to keep the Mueller thing, this got to keep going on. And I'm not trying to get into all of that, but what I'm saying is you had a president who said, I'm going to come in, I want to make decisions, I'm in control of the executive, I'm firing the FBI director because there's nothing good going on here. Look at all this, we're just talking about the Clinton matter. She blames Jim Comey for her election loss. The Democrats couldn't stand Jim Comey. The Republicans couldn't stand Jim Comey. But then when President Trump does something about it, oh, suddenly we need a special counsel and everybody starts, you know, recusing themselves. And so, Than, I think that is the biggest problem, is that it shows you top state, deep state, Washington bureaucracy, swamp, whatever you want to call it, they still have a lot more power than we give them credit for sometimes, or that the American people are maybe starting to realize how much power they have, even versus the commander-in-chief.
No doubt about it, Jordan, and I've said it many times on this broadcast. Even some of the congressional investigations, I'm concerned that they do appear overly partisan, trying to achieve a particular agenda instead of exposing the fact. And we have repeatedly encouraged people to explore the underlying facts in things like this interim report we put out, which, by the way, I think Chairman Johnson did do a very good job on. Two things I would say quickly, Jordan. Number one, Lisa Page said that she finds Congress worthless and utterly contemptible. Yep. I bet she hates them even more now because have uncovered some facts and done a good job. Number two, Jordan, the proposal that's out there to make it easier to remove these federal bureaucrats, that has got to move. That has got to happen.
Right, because that would correct a lot of these issues. And President Trump brought that up at the State of the Union to make it easier for department heads, for the political appointees to remove the bad actors, the people who are either not doing their job or are actually subverting the policies they are supposed to be implementing, the leakers, again, you can tell from like what Lisa Page said about Congress saying that they, you know, that they're utterly contemptible and worthless when they are talking about it. It's because these actors believe, okay, that Congress and politicians, even presidents, they come and go, but they are who stays. They're the careerist. So they're there for most, if not all, of their careers. They believe they're in control. And that is not how our Constitution was written. It was not to let bureaucrats be in control of our law enforcement with no checks and balances, with no decision-making abilities by the presidents that we elect and these elections that we believe are so important. And whether it's the president of the United States who can't just fire an FBI director without a crisis being starting, or a director in one of the departments, you know, at the FBI. I mean, Bruce Orr is still at the Department of Justice. He got demoted. His wife was working for Fusion GPS, but not fired. Why? It's because I guarantee you those protections that right now they have how difficult it is to fire anyone inside this bureaucracy, even when it's clear they shouldn't be there anymore. Even if it wasn't criminal. You know, you should be able to fire people for things other than crimes. You know, just being bad at your job, making bad decisions should be enough to fire even federal bureaucrats. But that's not how they're treated. They are not treated like most people in employment situations. 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on the air. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let's grab one of Raj. Been holding on a long time too. And Raj, we appreciate you hanging on. We'll try to get you one of our books if you don't have them all already, so you can hang on after.
All right, Raj, go ahead quickly.
Thank you. The earlier callers, Cindy, and the person who called before them, are all, and we're all concerned, it's not just a deep state, it's not just draining a swamp, this happens to be a bottomless pit.
Yeah. Well, I think
it needs the kind of prosecutorial emphasis which one single prosecutor or two cannot provide.
No. No, that's why you'd have to have a team set up by the Attorney General of the United States, a serious team to start going at this. Because as you said, it's not a shallow swamp. It seems like a bottomless pit. And for one or two or five people, that's how it would feel. But if you put together 50 of your best folks around it, well, suddenly, and you stop getting the tots, you know, you start at the top. Instead of starting at the bottom in the field offices, start at the top. Start with the Strzoks, the Pages, the Bruce Orrs, the Andy McCabes, the Comeys. And then work your way down, and suddenly government changes and starts working better again. We'll be right back on Jay Sekulow Live.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of the many ACLJ members who stand with us, we've seen great success over the years as we engage in legal, legislative, and cultural issues that matter most to you and your families. The ACLJ is on the front lines when it comes to protecting your freedoms, defending Christians and their faith in this country and abroad, standing up for human life, battling big abortion, and working to cut off taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture, and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org.
gone through the text messages. We've gone through the timeline for you. I have a feeling once we have more time here to go through these 500 pages, and this is just the interim report, I'm sure a lot of this were the missing messages. I mean, I'm assuming that some of this is the missing messages, Dan, that were recovered by the Inspector General in 48 hours, even though the FBI tried to say it was just a technical glitch and sorry, we can't get these. And then the Inspector General got them in 48 hours. So I'm assuming that some of these messages may have been from that time period as well.
This would be a pretty good reason to claim you can't find them, don't you think? If maybe they implicated the former president of the United States. Wow. And also, Jordan, we talked about this during the break. This might be a reason that some of those former officials are suspiciously silent. I mean, you had the claim by Eric Schultz in the previous administration that he learned about the revelation of new emails in the press. I don't think that's accurate. I think they probably knew about them before. And these text messages suggest that they knew about this long before as well.
And that the president was actively, that he wants to know everything we are doing. That doesn't seem like he wanted to know like one time either, but like regularly wanted to know everything. And Lisa Page was in the deputy director's office of the FBI, Andrew McCabe, and was telling Peter Strzok, who's the number two of counterintelligence at the FBI at the time, this is why you're preparing these talking points. You're preparing them for Director Comey to tell the president what we are doing. And again, I think that is these are messages that the FBI tried to claim to Congress were gone forever, that they could not recover. And I think that shed some light, too, on Christopher Wray, who was the new appointee who's getting pushed around by the FBI as well. I think he's starting to take control of the reins there. Remember, he's a new Trump appointee as FBI director, and he's the one who signed off on that letter. And then 48 hours later, the Inspector General at the FBI recovers these text messages, and they implicate the former president of the United States. Let's go right to the phones.
All right, we're going to go in order of those who have been waiting the longest. Kathy in California is up first. Kathy, you're on the air.
Hi, gentlemen. First, may I say this is just utterly scary for the American people. And my question is, if and when there are prosecutions for these people, do we American taxpayers still pay any type of retirement salary or any type of income that they would have coming to them?
No, well, if they're criminal prosecutions, that would impact their pensions is what you're talking about. So their government pensions, that could impact, Kathy, their government pensions when you're talking about the individual. So if there are criminal in prosecutions and they're actually found guilty, depending on the charges, that could impact their benefits that they receive from the government. It's, in fact, you know, the pensions, a lot of these, we call them careers, they work a certain amount of time period and they get those salaries for the rest of their life paid to them. And so that was one of the issues with Andrew McCabe not being pushed out quicker, was because he was one of those careers, and that was right on the line of getting his full pension. And so that was the issue. Finally, now they figured out how he could go on leave, basically, with vacation days or whatever, and get out of that office. So he's no longer as the number two there. So I hope that answers your question. Let's go back to the phones.
All right. Jesse, online too in Pasadena, California. You can call in as well, 1-800-684-3110. Jesse, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. I got two things. First thing I just want to say is now we all know why that those text messages couldn't be found. We know that. Right now that. And also, I want to know, how come Sessions and Ray, how come nobody's getting arrested, fired, or... Seems like if Ray's part of the deep swamp to me.
Well, listen, I don't think that Christopher Wray is part of the swamp. I think that Christopher Wray came into the swamp and was surrounded by only Jim Comey's former deputies, whether it was the chief of staff, the general counsel, and his number two. And so he comes into a massive organization, and those are the only people giving you, they control the information flow to you. So I think maybe this was a wake-up call to him when 48 hours later they found the text messages. He was still lobbying hard against, you know, the memo. I don't want to get into all of that because I think that, again, some of this is, it's the institutional security. I think you could question it, sure, but I think I don't want to jump too much over the new FBI director, because if you don't give these people time, you know what ends up happening? Like Jeff Sessions and then Christopher, they're all going to end up recusing themselves from everything because they don't want to have to make any decisions. And that is not how an effective government can run. So we are starting to get comment back from the Think Progress So the left is pushing that this briefing was probably more about, oh, the Russia investigation. So that's what they're saying. So it's how I started the show, is that I think this may be about Trump, actually, not the Clinton email. But we still have. Listen to President Obama, because he makes it clear in these statements, he doesn't ask about any investigations. He's not just Hillary Clinton. Any investigation when it comes to the FBI or Attorney General. So their spin is, it was about Russia. Take a listen, Byte 12.
I do not talk to the Attorney General about pending investigations. I do not talk to FBI directors about pending investigations. We have a strict line.
So he didn't say they're pending investigations of my former people, you know, former cabinet secretaries, current presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. He said investigations pending. Well, the Russia was one of those. And so if that's the line from the left to protect the former president of the United States, it's not a very good line. You know why this is a problem for them? Because if the president can get all this information and it's fine and it's okay, and we're not saying that it's not. We're saying that his comments saying he never asked for any kind of information, he never wanted any information, doesn't add up here. So they're now not contradicting that. What they're saying is that, well, if it was about Russia and Trump, that was okay leading into the election. A president who endorsed the opposing candidate. So as we only got a couple minutes left in the show today. If that is the line, we will be coming back to this tomorrow on the air.
Absolutely.
As well. Let's take another call if we can.
Yeah, let's go to line one. It's Ann in Illinois. You're on the air. Anise?
Hi. I have the question of, you know, I worked in group homes. If we were accused of doing something wrong, we got put on leave. Same thing with a teacher. If they do something wrong, or most other jobs, why are these people still in their jobs where they can tamper with evidence and do stuff that they're not supposed to be doing?
Because they're the bureaucracy and they're treated differently. It's why President Trump said it to you in the State of the Union. There has to be new laws written to make it easier to remove these individuals. Right now, it is just too hard for not just the president to fire, but for the directors, the deputies who have that ability to hire and fire, to actually hire and fire not just political appointees, but bureaucrats.
When the evidence reaches this point, Jordan, they should be out of a job altogether, so they don't have jurisdiction over future investigations or information. I will say this, though. I am a little bit heartened by the fact that Andrew McCabe, while he is just on, you know, it's called terminal leave, he's going to end up retiring. He doesn't have access to information. That's our understanding, right, at least. So that is slightly better than some of the others we've seen.
Yeah, and I will say that it should not take the line of you could be prosecuted criminally, and that's the only way you could be fired as a bureaucrat. The wrongdoing should not have to be that bad for you to be fired. I mean, that should not be the standard. It should just be not good at your job, or unwilling to carry out the functions of your job, or unwilling to carry out the policies of the current administration, not showing up. You know, the list goes on. Normal things, too. It should not be if you are facing criminal charges, or if you're found guilty of crimes related to your job, then you can be fired, and that's the only way. That should not be how we operate. And by the way, if the left is saying this was President Obama getting briefed on Russia, well, I think this brings up a whole new show for us to discuss on the air tomorrow here on Jay Sekulow Live. Well, thank you for this broadcast. Stay updated with us, ACLJ.org, my Twitter page, twitter.com/JordanSekulow. We will talk to you tomorrow.
It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org.